Eastern Shore, Alan Lee Silvers.
Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. This is Orrin Cross. I will be one of your three performance adjudicators here at the CMEA Bass Section Band Orchestra ESTE Festival. It's Friday, April 17th, 2015, and we are here at Castro Valley High School. Okay, we're ready to go. Best of luck. Just pitch their cellos. Yeah, first violins, you're leading off this theme. Establish it nicely. The violas really did a nice job as they came in, and then the cellos, but make sure that you establish the musical idea nicely, first violins. Try not to add a glissando there if you can. Good, good. Yeah, looking around the group, really nice hand positions, body positions. Many, if not most, using vibrato, pitch, and tone quality. I'll enjoy that greatly. Yeah, like in any theme in variations, when you have the theme, you have to bring it out a bit and then back off. Usually you'll have that theme with the moving part and then a long note that follows it. When you get to the long note, back off a bit. And then those that come in with the theme, be a little louder, a little more aggressive. Don't rush, don't rush. If anything, hold back on this line. Dee-dee-dee, you watch the F-sharp cellos. Okay, the little ostinato in the first violins in this first variation. Make sure you hold that nice and even. Have a metronome in your head. Eighth note pulse. Yat-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you all have it, even without the conductor, then you'll hold it together. The tendency is to rush a repetitive line like that. Yeah, nice. Yeah, more second violins, the last measure, measure 44. Just generally, everybody, when you have a moving part, bring it out. Yeah, nice balance here. Back the eighth notes. Rule of thumb, everybody. Fast notes, play slower. Yeah, really have to establish this 6-8 feel right away. Be very definitive in it. Overemphasize it. It just took us for a while to get into that 6-8 feel. Yeah, nice to see most of the people using lots of bow. My two pet peeves about most young orchestras are they do not use enough bow and they are not aggressive enough. And that's not the problem here. Thank you. Everyone, watch very carefully on your releases. We always pay a lot of attention to our entrances, but releases are just as important. Yeah, nice reading on a very nice piece. And face value, it doesn't look difficult, but it's challenging, and you did a good job with it. A little hesitant spot was in the 6-8 because we did not establish a 6-8 right away. That is important. So actually, before you get to it, you have to start thinking so you're ready for it. Two bars before the 6-8. Looking back, you only have two eighth notes. The rest are either quarter or half, so you could be thinking triplets that spot, so you'd be ready for it. Yeah, don't back away from the G. Go right for it first. This is a very expressive piece. Lots of dynamic contrast. This is all thematic mood music. Picture yourself painting with a palette of many colors. Your instrument, your entrance, your notes are one of those colors to come in and blend together to create this picture. Dee, dee, dee. Yeah. Where does my part fit to the whole? Yeah, nice seconds. All right, violas. Again, don't be afraid of that entrance. Just because of the upper range, you gotta go for it. Stretch those eighth notes out, particularly when you have two in the single bow. Yeah, big crescendo here. Come on. Yeah, more dynamic contrast, everybody. Oh, first violins, you are so important. Second violin, so important there. You're resolving that chord. You must, when you go to the G to the F sharp, be very strong. I realize it's on a decrescendo, but again, it's not just what is written around the note, the dynamics, but what your individual part means. The conductor can't conduct all of those little nuances. Yeah, bring the response out a little bit more, the echo. Remember, the first violins are in their upper register, so their sound is going to carry more anyway. Stronger second violins there, again, the response. You're carrying that eighth note line from the first violins, you're carrying it on beats 3 and 4. Yeah, again, 50. The second quarter notes on the fourth beat has to be stronger. Very, very nice sound right at the end. That's a lovely piece. Did a lot with it emotionally, stylistically. Just could have done more dynamic contrast-wise. Again, always, everybody, where does my part fit in? And it will make the world. Yeah, again, eighth notes. Cellos, we need more of you in the first bar. Violas in the second bar. Moving parts, bring them out. Yeah, nice. Good balance here. Yeah, the 16th notes stretch, make them a little stronger. They'll have a tendency to get lost otherwise. Yeah, viola, measure 28, the fourth count, stronger. Moving part. Yeah. Lean on the 16th, stretch them. Yeah, good. Bass is very, very, very solid in that ostinato. Yeah, there we have nice in thirds, 45, first and second violins. Make sure the second violin part is equally strong, because you're in the lower register, you have to play just a bit louder. Okay, nice dynamic contrast here. Be careful, don't rush staccato. Tendency is to rush just a bit. Yeah, that's a tough little transition there. Didn't come across as tight as it could. Dee-dee-dee-dee. Yeah, please don't rush the 16th there. Crescendo. Yeah, if anything, a rubato bit leading into 75 on that 16th run. Nice and clean on that. All right, what a wonderful group. Great selection of music for the group. It's right within your playability, and yet it's also programmatically pleasant for the audience, and that's a nice combination of things. Sometimes we pick things that are great for the group but boring for the audience, or great for the audience and too difficult or too easy for the group. So, excellent choice. Musicians, pay attention to your director, what he's giving you. You're getting nothing but the best. Keep listening to him, keep working. Now you can start really spending time on those little things that make you just exceptional. Thank you for a very, very nice performance.